Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, it looks like I cannot get the intro music to play. All right, it'll probably start playing in the middle of me talking. Today we're going to have an interview with Frank Freelander of Tough Skin, another anti-etch product we talked about on the last two shows. But before I do, let me go ahead and two announcements. First of all, I am going to be doing a historic stone restoration seminar on the 28th of this month. That's a Saturday, 28th of this month. It is a webinar, which means you don't have to go anywhere. You can sit at home in your underwear for all I care, and you can listen to the seminar there. If you're interested in that, if you go ahead and give me a holler, that would be great. And also, I'll announce again my stone inspection seminar. At the end of this show, I'll go ahead and give you the dates and all the information for that as well. So it looks like I have Frank on the phone, so let me see if I can get him queued in here. Frank, are you there?
Good evening, Fred.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
It's a good day. It's a good day.
Good, good, great, great. Well, you're up there in Boston, I guess, this week, huh? Or up near
Correct.
Boston, huh? The weather's
yeah.
great up
we
there.
We got to take in some of the sights as well.
Oh, that's good. No, the last time I was up there, I went to go whale watching out of Gloucester, and my trip got canceled. So we ended up just doing what you're doing, just looking at the sights. So anyway. So, for people that don't know who you are, they know your name because I just introduced you. Tell them a little bit about your company, Tough Skin.
All right. Well, first, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I've been following you for a long time, and I think your show is great. I appreciate being on it.
Thank you.
My name is Frank Freelander, and I developed this product, Tough Skin, and our company is Tough Skin Surface Protection. About 14 years ago now, and it's a laminate that laminates to the top of calcium-based stones and eliminates etching and staining. And over the last, 4 years, our product was improved a little bit, and our business has been doing very well. We specialize in hospitality, commercial, and residential applications whenever calcium-based countertops are installed.
That's great. You know, I know it's becoming more and more popular nowadays because I'm starting to see a lot of kitchens, especially down here in Florida, that are using granite for the, you know, the typical L shape, and then they're putting a big old, you know, white Carrara or some kind of white marble as the island. And it's like, oh, my God, it's etching. I wonder why. So this sounds like a product that would really work for something like this. So I've got a series of questions. I'm sure you heard my last show. So the question is going to be, you know, pretty much the same. So I'm just going to go ahead and go down my questions and just feel free to interrupt me anytime you want. I want to be as casual as we can. Now, it is a laminate product, which is basically a sheet that goes on the countertop. And I guess the first question I have is, you know, let's say someone wants it applied. How long does it take? How much downtime is there?
Usually we have a crew of two men to do a kitchen of like an average kitchen, 100 square feet or 120 square feet. And one of the great things about Tough Skin is that we can be in the house, prep the stone, and install the Tough Skin in about a half a day with no VOCs, no smells. The counters can be used as soon as we're done, and the jobs go smooth and quick and clean.
Yeah, and that's important too, I guess, in the commercial settings as well. You know, you mentioned hospitality. They don't like their rooms down for very long, so I can see that to be a real advantage where you can get in and out of a hotel room pretty quickly, especially if you're just doing a vanity.
Yeah, yeah. Our one of our biggest challenges for some of the busy hotels that we do is getting enough rooms to keep the guys busy for the day.
Yeah, I remember that back in the day when we used to refinish them. They'd say, oh, we got 10 for you today, and you'd show up with a whole crew ready to rock and roll. Oh, we only have one today because we filled up. And you're like, who's going to pay these guys? So
exactly.
I know what you're talking, exactly. You know what you're talking about. Now, as far as prep work goes, and you don't have to get into too much detail if you don't want to. You can if you'd like to. You know, are we talking, you know, just cleaning the top and applying the material? Are we talking honing it, prepping it? What would be involved in prep work?
Well, half the time, well, more than that, most of the time we're doing new marble that has no etching or staining on it. And in that situation, the prep work is soap and water and a white scrubby pad. And
Oh, wow. And
then when we finish our meticulous cleaning of all the areas, we usually use some isopropyl alcohol just to stone a little bit and get it ready for the adhesive that's already on the tough skin. It's a very simple cleaning process. If the stone has etching on it, we always put a sample down because slight etching will disappear underneath the tough skin. And if it's a heavier etch, then the stone will need to be restored before we do our installation.
Yeah, I kind of like that compared to, you know, some of your competitors' products or the, how should I say this, the fluid applied materials. There's a lot of prep work involved. And I'm not saying you know what I'm saying, and that you'd have to go through all that honing process and everything that you would with some of the fluid applied things, and especially on a new countertop. I like that.
One of the things we really like on that point is that one of our mottos is, hey, do no harm. And in fact, we're doing a house in Southern California just last week where my installer put the first piece on, and we always like the homeowner to take a look at it and make sure they're happy. And the husband was all for it, but the wife, she just came out and said, you know what, I just can't get past the idea that you're putting something on my brand new marble. And to be honest with you, I don't think I can live with it. And in that situation, we weren't real happy about it, but we just took that piece off, cleaned the stone, and packed up our stuff and left. No harm, no foul. She's left in the same position. And I don't doubt that within the next couple months, when she starts experiencing some etching and staining, that she might even call us back.
But I bet she will do
no harm from the beginning.
And I bet she will, because the people get a little frustrated. I mean, we're, you know, America's not like Europe where, you know, we can beat up our countertops. We have to have them pristine. So I would be willing to bet you'll get a call back on that one. Now, I know this next question has a lot of variables. Depends on whether it's residential or whether it's commercial. So maybe you can handle some of the variables in this question. And that is, once this product is applied, how long can someone expect it to last before it has to be reapplied?
Well, that's a great question. And we've in the hospitality market, we now have 5 properties that we've done that have made it 8, 9, and 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And we were actually surprised about that. But what it did do was show the hotels that we could make it from a renovation project to the next renovation project, which is every 7, 8, 9 years. And they can have a great guest experience through the entire process until they are required, in most cases, to redesign the rooms and do a renovation. So that's why we really have been real successful in that sector.
Right.
But homes, it really depends on how they use their stone. One of the things that we tell our customers is if you bought a Carrera kitchen or you have a Calcutta island, you have to treat it with respect, and they usually know that they have to be very careful with it. When we put the tough skin on, we say, go ahead and still respect it and take care of it, and you're going to get 7, 8 years out of it. But it can scratch, just like the stone can scratch. The stone will not scratch with the tough skin on it, but when the tough skin gets too scratched up for the homeowner, it can be removed and replaced. And we've done that as quick as every 2 years, and we've done it as long as 8 years.
Yeah, that's surprising. I expected it to be a lot shorter period than that, so that definitely surprised me. You know, speaking of which,
yeah.
before I get to my next question, I don't know if I've ever told you the story. I met you 1 year out at Stone Expo. It might have been, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, a while back. And I remember I had a class out there, and I took them out to the Red Rock Casino out there where they have the Onyx Bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And your product was on there. and we didn't know that. We took the class into that bar, and actually it was the first time I discovered your product. And we're sitting there looking at this bar going, how in the heck is this thing not etching? It's a bar. You know, people are spilling drinks, and there's, you know, lemon and lime and all kinds of stuff on there. And then I think I met you that same year and then discovered, oh, we've got the tough skin on there. So it does hold up so pretty good. So, you know, along that route, you know, is it repairable? I guess in this situation, repairing would be just removing the sheet and reapplying it again. Is that correct? Or is there some other type of repair method that would be used?
No, that is the way it's done. For instance, we just did some work at the new MGM in Springfield, Mass. A couple of days ago, and there was one very, very long bar. It turned out to be the longest continuous piece of our product that we've ever put down. It was 28 inches wide and 60 feet long with 25 wow. gaming machines in it. And we put it down in one piece. If somebody damaged a section of it, we can cut where the seams of the stone are and replace a section. So we wouldn't have to replace the 60 feet.
But
the repair doesn't always have to be the entire job. It can be between the natural or between the seams and the stone.
No, that's good to know. Now, what if, let's say you go into I guess I should ask the question this way. If the countertop has been sealed, and what I mean by sealed, if they're using an impregnator on it, does that cause a bonding issue? Is there some prep work you have to do there? Or does someone need to be cautious with that, or doesn't it matter?
Actually, we prefer that the stone is sealed because our product is just on the flat surface of the stone, and we don't go over the edges. We don't go around the inside lip of the sink with an undermounted sink. So a lot of times we'll check for the porosity of the stone before we do our job. And we'll even do some sealing when we're on site, especially like do a little extra sealing around the sink and around the faucet holes and on the edges. But whatever sealer is on there, whether it's water-based or solvent-based, as long as it's been on there for more than 24 hours, we can put our tough skin on with no adhesion problem.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Because, you know, a lot of people will, you know, go ahead and buy their countertops and, you know, the fabricator would seal it initially. And then maybe they have a restoration, go in and seal it. And it's still etching, obviously, as we all know. Sealers don't prevent etching, you know, per se. So that's why you need a product similar to this. Now, appearance-wise, I mean, I've seen it, and you know, especially in the where I saw it in the Red Rock and a few other places, it has a decent look. I mean, it doesn't look like there's a sheet over the top of it, for lack of a better word. So, from your perspective, what would you say the appearance looks like?
Well, we do try to make it as natural as possible, and you know, one of our challenges with the product, because we like to maintain our customers' expectations, so it can scratch, and we let people know that. But if you work at the edge, it's possible that you could peel it up, because we want to be able to remove it. We don't want it to be super glued to the top. We want to be able to remove it if needed. So making our cuts in such a way with our with the razor knife and beveling the edge so that it is unnoticeable is one of our secrets to success, because if nobody knows it's there, nobody
I'll try to peel it up.
It's there. It looks like natural stone.
I remember years ago, I was sitting in a hotel down in South Florida, and I was having a drink after a long day of work, and someone had put polyurethane on these little tiny tables I was sitting at, and someone started picking at it before me, and by the time I was done with my drink, I think I had half the table peeled. But, so I can definitely understand that. Now, I'm assuming, based on you know, what you're telling me as far as prep work and everything, this is not a do-it-yourself product. This has to be applied by trained individuals. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, we have 20 dealers around the country, and they've all gone through our training at our home base in Las Vegas. And in two or three days, people feel very comfortable being able to install it. And as long as they, we always make sure that our dealers have jobs set up and back in their territory so they can come take the training and then immediately go out and get that muscle memory of doing it some more. And they can do a great job.
Great. Now, how does it hold up to heat, by the way? I would imagine not much different than the natural surface.
No. You know, it's nice that stone holds a cooler temperature usually, and the tough skin does as well. But as far as heat resistance, you can pour boiling water on it. You can have hot oil on it. A cigarette will burn out, and there'll be a little nicotine stain on it that'll wipe away. So we don't have any issues with heat.
Oh, that's wonderful. I would think being a polymer you would, but that's great news. Now, another question I have, which is probably totally irrelevant for the application that you're using it for, but there's a reason I'm asking this question. I'll get to it. Have you ever had it tested for UV stability?
Oh yeah. We have UV inhibitors in the product, and it's a 99% ultraviolet block from ultraviolet light hitting the stone. So, if there's some marbles that turn color with sunlight, then there are a couple. That will not happen underneath if it's protected with tough skin.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking that, Frank, is that we have a lot of granites now. I mean, not marble, which, you know, obviously granite doesn't have an etching problem, but a lot of these granites now contain resins that are not UV stable. And I'm thinking out loud here. I'm just wondering if a product like that on a granite countertop in an outdoor situation might be an advantage, those resins from UV degradation. Have you considered that?
Yes, and I'm actually doing a test right now, not on granite, but on some man-made quartz that some folks wanted to use outside, but knew it was going to turn yellow. And I've had a nice piece of a sort of a Calcutta-looking man-made stone in my backyard, half protected with tough skin and half not. And I'm going to give it through the Las Vegas summer before I go and show it to the potential customer, and I'll show it to them with the tough skin on and the other side yellowed, and then pull the tough skin off, and it will be its original color.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big, as far as I'm concerned, that's a huge potential market, because, you know, the quartz and the granite both have similar resins, so and people are using them outdoors constantly, and I'm getting calls constantly for, you know, why is this discoloring? And, you know, obviously it has resin that's not UV stable. So definitely a product that would help prevent that, or at least slow it down somewhat. Now, you know, we're talking countertops. Is there any other application other than a countertop, bar top, you know, those type of surfaces that you would consider using this product on? I mean, would it be, and I'm just thinking again, would it be useful for, say, anti-graffiti or something like that on a wall?
But I think there's some less expensive products, to be honest with you, that accomplish that. Besides protecting
There we go. I lost you a little bit there. Frank, could you repeat what you just said? I don't know what the connection was, bad or what. Nope, I'm losing you again. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's I don't know if that's my connection or your connection.
How about now?
Oh, there we go. That's better. Yeah, you were
okay,
cutting in and out there for
that.
A minute. So why don't we just start that all over again? I said, you know, I had asked about any other application, maybe graffiti, anti-graffiti protection, whatever, and you started saying there were cheaper products, and I didn't catch what you said after that.
Yeah, there's products that are specifically made to protect against graffiti, and they don't need the kind of hard coat that we have. So we don't generally use it for that, but we have protected other kinds of surfaces like granite that you talked about. We've done some copper bars and some stainless steel tables. And we've protected high-end glass in like jewelry store cases where they need the extra scratch-resistant coating and they want it to last longer. Some of those cases now and some of the fire glass that they're using is very expensive.
Okay, now I guess the ultimate question here is, and, you know, keeping in mind that most of my listeners so far have been contractors, very few consumers, at least that I'm unaware of. But what are we looking at cost-wise? And what I mean by that, maybe in two part, and I know it varies from geographical region to geographical region, but, you know, the cost to the contractor and also what the cost to the consumer would be, just in a ballpark.
In a residential setting, the wholesale retail cost, and we don't set prices. Our dealers set their own prices, but in the marketplace, our dealers are somewhere around $30 wholesale and $40 retail per square foot installed. And then our hospitality jobs are less than that as the volume goes up and the waste goes down. And, you know, the faster we can put it in, and it depends sometimes on how many rooms, again, that the hotel is willing to give us a day has a big bearing on how much we can do the job for.
Well, that actually sounds pretty economical, especially compared to the other systems that are out there, which can cost, you know, close to $100 a square foot from what I've been told. So that definitely seems like an economical way to go as far as anti-etch goes. So I like that. Anything you'd like to add before we give out your contact information of where they can get a hold of you?
I think that Tuscan has proven itself in the marketplace and has the longevity and a good stable amount of customers that keep coming back. So I think we're doing something right. I think that having a gloss finish and a satin finish is a big part of our success, and that's about our sales are split about 50-50 between more of a honed look and a gloss look. There's some sanitary aspects to having a non-porous film on top of the stone that nothing can get into any pores or cracks.
That makes sense.
And something also very important on that line, even though it is liquid impermeable, nothing can get through the stone. It is gas permeable. So if there's any outgassing that happens on the stone over time, it can actually pass through the coating. So we don't have any bubbling issues down the road.
I like that. So if anyone wants information on this, Frank, give them your contact information, website, et cetera.
Great. Yeah, come and visit us at toughskinprotection.com. It's TUFFSKIN protection.com. And anybody can call me direct. My number is 702-326-9818. I'm happy to answer any questions, send out samples, quote jobs, and quite often we'll go where the job is and actually do a sample on site just to make sure that our customers know exactly what they're getting and are happy with it.
Great. That sounds great. Well, hopefully I'll see you. I'm going to be out in Vegas. I was just out there as a matter of fact, but I'll be out there again I'll be out there in September, but that'll be a vacation. But I'll be out there for Stone Expo for sure. Back in January, perhaps we can hook up and have a chat as well. So, I appreciate your time.
I love that.
Appreciate your time, Frank, and we'll be in contact. So thank you, sir.
All right, Fred. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, there you have it. Now we've covered pretty much all the anti-itch systems that are out there on the past. This will be the third show that we've covered them. So if you have any questions or concerns, I would, you know, contact Frank as well as some of the other people there. If you'd like to comment now, I'm still going to be on the air here for a few more minutes. The telephone number is 323-870-3968. That's 323-870-3968. If you want to contact me live, if you want to send a comment later on to my email address, it's fhuston@gmail.com. That's fhuston@gmail.com. Got my Facebook page open almost constantly, either on my laptop or on my phone when I'm traveling. So if you just search for Stone Forensics on Facebook, you can send me an instant message or join our what we call our Failure Friday forum, where every Friday we post a failure of some sort or another. And that seems to be growing quite well. So anyway, I wanted to also mention, as I said at the beginning of the show, of my upcoming stone inspection / troubleshooting class, which I'll be doing in Las Vegas on January 21st through the 24th. It's a limited class. I only take about a maximum of 8 people, and it fills up pretty quick. So if anyone's interested in learning more information about that class, we go out in the field. We actually look at live failures. One year we even went out to that, what I was just talking about with Frank, to the Red Rock, and took a look at the that onyx bar out there that has the tough skin on it, which is pretty impressive. So we may do that again this year. Just it depends on our time or whatever, but it's a great class. You can go to the website at stoneforensics.com, click on the training tab, and you can get some of the information on that class. Or you could just simply, you know, send me an email again at fhuston@gmail.com. Of course, I'm always looking for people to interview. We did 3 shows on this anti-etch surface, so next week we'll be switching gears. No idea at this point in time what I'm going to be talking about, but I'll guarantee you it'll have something to do with stone and tile, whether it's, you know, restoration, fabrication, maintenance, whatever. Oh, that's what I forgot to ask Frank. I forgot to ask him about maintenance, but I would imagine maintenance is pretty simple. And if you go to his website, I was there before the show, it'll tell you what maintenance is. But maintenance seems to be really, really easy on that as well. So anyway, I hope those 3 products that we've discussed over the past 3 shows have helped somewhat. If you've got a customer out there, or if you are a customer that has a problem with etching on a kitchen countertop, a vanity top in a bathroom, a bar top, or wherever, it seems like one of those products should be the way to go. So anyway, I think I'm going to wrap things up for today. Again, hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll see everybody next Wednesday, same time, same website. Take care.